Chapter 7, Teaching Aids. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to define teaching aids, explain what audiovisual aids are, explain the importance of audiovisual aids, create audiovisual aids, evaluate teaching aids. Key verses, Mark 9, 36 and 37. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Teaching aids. A teaching aid is something that helps you teach a lesson. That is why it is called an aid. A teaching aid may be an activity or project which helps students understand a certain biblical truth. A teaching aid may also be an object which can be seen, heard, or touched. Such object is called an audiovisual aid. The word audio refers to hearing. The word visual refers to seeing. An audiovisual aid is something that can be seen, heard, or touched, and which aids in learning. Sometimes the aid is totally audio, such as a cassette recording or a record. Sometimes it is totally visual, such as a picture which illustrates the truth. Other times, both audio and visual are combined in a teaching aid, such as in a movie or video with sound. The importance of teaching aids. Teaching aids are important because seeing, hearing, and doing are the main ways we learn. Special studies have been done. Special studies have been done which reveal what we remember. 10% of what we hear, 50% of what we see, 70% of what we do, and 90% of what we see, hear, say, and do. Because of this, it is important that teachers combine audio, visual, and activity aids in teaching. Types of teaching aids. Here are some aids you can use in teaching. Common objects. You can use common objects in the environment to illustrate a lesson. Jesus used many such aids. He used flowers, candles, birds, fish, seed, wheat, children, and rocks to illustrate his lessons. Pictures. Sources include photographs, newspaper clippings, book and magazine pictures, video cassettes, and DVDs. Video cassettes and DVDs are motion pictures with sound, which require special projectors or computers to be shown. Audio cassettes, CDs, and MP3s. Audio cassettes, CDs, and MP3s are audio recordings. They can be played on audio players, computers, and special MP3 devices. Bible research materials. Encourage students to use Bible concordances, dictionaries, atlases, word study books, and commentaries if they are available. They will learn more about the lesson you are teaching while developing valuable Bible study skills. Computer-generated projections, maps, outlines, words to songs, scriptures, and PowerPoint presentations can be put on a computer or mobile device and/or projected on a screen for viewing and study. Projects. Assign projects to students to reinforce what they have learned. They may draw a map or picture, build a model of something like the Old Testament tabernacle, write a report, or create a chart or graph. Practical ministry projects can be included, such as witnessing to others, visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, etc. Projects encourage students to do the word instead of being hearers only. Maps. Maps help students understand the land where the Bible events occurred. Students can study maps or draw maps relating to the lesson. Study trips. Study trips are another excellent teaching aid. Students can visit a Bible museum, a prison, rest home, etc. to learn more and or apply what they have already learned. Charts and graphs. Create a chart or graph to illustrate the lesson. The chart could list main points of the lesson or the scripture memory verse. Graphs could be used to make comparison. Games, puzzles. An excellent idea for working with children is to create games and puzzles to reinforce teaching. For example, write each individual word of a scripture text on separate cards and mix them up. Have students place them in the correct order. This will aid in memorizing the verse. Drama. Students can act out or dramatize the Bible lesson that has been taught. To do this, students take the roles of different characters in the lesson and act out the Bible story. Puppets. Puppets are another way of acting out Bible stories. Puppets are miniature figures of people and animals that can be used to dramatize stories. They can be created out of cardboard, cloth, and other material. Chalkboard or whiteboard. Chalkboards or whiteboards are boards covered with a special coating, which enables you to write on them, erase it, and use the same surface again. The teacher can use the boards to write key verses, phrases, or outlines of the lesson. They can also be used to draw pictures and illustrations. Students may also use the boards for the same purposes as a learning activity. Flashcards. Flashcards are pieces of paper or cardboard which can be held in your hand and flashed before a student as a learning aid. For example, you can create memory verse flashcards. One side can have the verse written on it. The other side can have the Bible reference. When you flash the Bible reference, have the class say the correct verse. When you flash the verse for them to see, they must use the correct reference. Songs. Songs can be used as a teaching aid. Use a song that relates to the lesson you've shared, calls for the type of response you've requested in the lesson. For example, calling for the acceptance of the gospel, if that has been the subject of the lesson, is in keeping with the spirit of the lesson, happy and joyous, or slow and worshipful. Testimonies. Testimonies are by students or guests can be used to illustrate the lesson. For example, if teaching a lesson on deliverance, have someone testify concerning their own deliverance. Memorization. Memorizing verses, stories, and facts are an excellent aid to help students remember Bible lessons. Testing. Students can be tested to reinforce learning. The test may be oral or written. After the test, review any materials with which students had difficulty. Storytelling and review. When working with young children, have them tell the story in their own words after the lessons. Adults can summarize the lesson. Review the lesson through discussion, questions, and answers. Sources of teaching aids. You can make some teaching aids yourself. Others can be purchased from stores. If you have no funds or access to such aids, use simple objects from your own environment or activities requiring no materials or cost. Jesus had no money for equipment or material to create teaching aids, yet he used them frequently by selecting items from the natural environment to illustrate his lessons. You may also be able to borrow visual aids and necessary equipment from members of your church, other churches, libraries, the local school, or your denominational headquarters. Evaluating teaching aids. Use the following checklist to evaluate your teaching aids. 1. Does the aid or activity relate to the lesson? Does it help explain or present it more clearly? 2. Is it appropriate for the age level for which it is intended? 3. Is it worth the price if you are purchasing and or the time and cost to make it if you are creating an audiovisual aid? 4. How does it contribute to achieving the objectives you have set for the lesson? 5. Is it clear and easy to understand? Remember, teaching aids are just that, aids. Do not depend upon them alone. Our confidence is in the Word of God, used by the Spirit of God to do the work of God in the lives of students. A good farmer uses the best tools he has to plant his fields, but he knows that it is the seed, not his tools, that bring the harvest.